League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. We got a win to talk about. 9-1. Fromber looked pretty damn good, too. Fromber mowing him down. He looked like that sinker was working. His slider was nice. It was a nice job. He only had a couple of base runners. He was hitting ground balls. He looked good, and the offense came alive a little bit. I mean, still, they were 0 for their first 7 with runners in scoring position, but they were able to get home. You know, Jake is making it. And I know your dad probably does too. It's still Jake Myers.
We haven't talked about Jake. He's got to get dad his. Haven't.
Well, your dad doesn't like him. I'm sure he still doesn't like.
Oh no, no, no. He's not. That's not how his generation works. They don't just dislike you to dislike you, and they're done with you forever. If he plays good, he's happy about it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good. More of a new thing where you hate somebody, and then you have to live your life to hate them, and you just prey on their downfall so that. You can somehow feel like you were right about something.
I'm watching a little bit. I'm happy for him, but I'm watching a little bit in disbelief that this is what we're seeing.
Well,
but I guess we got to. I don't know. We got to.
I'm going to have to see a whole year.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But that's fine. I mean, defensively, he made a great play.
Oh, he had that catch, that diving catch that he made.
Yeah.
I mean, now I was wondering this: can you win a Gold Glove without being able to throw?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
because it's called a Gold Glove.
That comes up all the time for outfielders that are putouts. I mean, throwing people out at bases.
Yeah, right.
Actually, they do look at that a lot. Uh-huh. Now, he can't win a Gold Glove. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
He didn't have a name. He didn't have a big enough name.
He's playing. I mean, the balls that he runs down, I'm not sure. There's a lot of really good center fielders. So,
yeah.
But I would imagine. You know, with the plays that he makes, that he's going to get a little bit of love there. I mean, we know he can't that any ball to
he's
center.
He's getting love right now. This is his love right here. We're doing it.
Yeah.
You got baby steps, Jake. Let the local people like you first. Baby steps.
Yeah, and we should like what he's doing.
Hell yeah. Jake Myers is helping us keep our head above water.
Well, he's been one of the only consistent guys.
Layoff.
Yeah. What?
I said he's helping us keep our heads above water.
Temporary layoff. Right. Good times.
Yep.
Well, yesterday
was good times. 9-1. Yep. Fromber had the ball down in the zone.
Yeah, good times.
Good times, not times, I would think.
Well,
why
because
it's one
good
times. No, multiple things happened that were good yesterday.
Yeah.
There were good times yesterday.
There were good times yesterday. By the way, Fromber, do you see his plays that he made?
You mean off the mound?
Off the mound?
Unbelievable.
Where he grabbed and actually turned and threw
somebody out?
Yeah.
Without an error?
Freak out? And just fire it in the right field?
No one flips out harder than him.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome.
No one panics harder.
I was like, I got off the guy. I was like, yes, Fromber. You threw a guy out at first. It was awesome.
What do you think about the year right now Jeremy Pena's having?
Jeremy Pena's having a nice year.
He is having a nice year. Now, this is what I want. You know, this is the Jeremy Pena, another home run yesterday. Jeremy Pena right now is, I think, playing consistently. Now, five homers so far in 36 games. So, for, you know, he's on pace for over 20, but which is what I want. I want him over 20. I think that's what you shoot for. But he's hitting the ball with some pop. He's seeing the ball well, looks confident at the plate. Looks like he really enjoys hitting out of that leadoff spot. And you know Altuve will get it going. He's not – it's dropped about a good 50-plus points on Jose Altuve. So it's been a slow go for him. But, you know, the OPS for him is under – man, it's under 700 right now. It's 663 right now for Jose Altuve. But, you know, you've got – he's being picked up by – he's been picked up by Jeremy Pena in front of him. And then, you know, everybody in the lineup had a hit yesterday other than the last two. Chaz and Brendan Rodgers both didn't have a hit. And Rodgers has actually done okay here recently. But
Rodgers sent one to the wall. Chaz is, you know, Chaz is hitting 280. You know how bad we talk about how
well, he's
how
hitting 250 now after yesterday.
Right. Yeah, after, I mean, he
not a big sample size.
For whatever, I don't know.
He is a 630 OPS, so he's not exactly killing.
No. I know. But I feel bad for him.
What do you feel bad for him for?
Well, because he's a World Series hero, and he's a fallen hero right now.
I think that was an outlier year. We're used to him every other year, and then last year is like, hey, I thought this was supposed to be his year.
Yeah, no.
And then we realize,
maybe he's. But how about that? That Jake has ascended. I still think back. He made the catch running up the wall, and then on opening day, Dusty's got Jake Myers in opening day and game two. Dusty's got Jake Myers in center, and not the World Series hero who climbed the wall and saved the city. I mean, it was. And since then, he's just been. He can't even get on the field. No. It's just crazy how he's fallen, and I want him to succeed, but I guess he's not going to.
You can want all you want, but Jake has shown you. I mean, I think Chaz has shown you who he is. Jake maybe has something in store. We gotta let this play out, but it looks good for right now. I don't know that either guy's the solution. Probably not, but we can be hopeful for Jake, even though he's not much of an arm, but he does have range and he's hitting the ball well. So I think Chaz is who he is. I think we've seen him. We know what he is. He'll get a little streaky. He did make an improvement a few years back where he stopped chasing high fastballs. And, you know, he improved a little bit. But maybe this is who he is. And he's capped out. And if that's the case, you know, you're hoping Cam Smith develops at a fast rate so you can lock in one outfield position. And then, I don't know what you do at left. I mean, that's not exactly a locked-in position, I don't think.
Develops? Israel thinks he's the best right fielder in baseball right now. So I don't know what you're talking about, develops, what that's all about. Yeah. But okay. So nice win. They get on. They're back out. They're done. And they take one out of three. They've only won one road series this year, the first one of the year.
But they're 7-11 on the road, so it's not like they're not good on the road. But they're not getting creamed on the road. They've got to be good because they're not exactly the best home team typically. But this year they're better. They've been a little bit better on. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they lose 2-3 to the White Sox, 2-3 to the Brewers. You needed Fromber. I mean, you really needed that yesterday.
Yep, and you got Cincinnati here starting tomorrow night. Eli De La Cruz is coming. Well, nobody's doing what Judge is doing. I mean, Judge is ridiculous. And listen, that short porch and right, it helps. It really helps. He hit one out, not last night, but the night before. That's in the first row in right field. That's a home run in one park. I mean, we can't talk about that because we got the Crawford boxes. But Judge is really benefiting. He can go to right a lot, and he gets a couple cheapies. But that dude, I mean, I don't know that we've seen anybody hitting like this start that he's off to is historic. Somebody was asking, is he the best right-handed hitter of this generation?
I think he might be of
and
this
the
generation.
Answer is probably yes.
Well, he hits for power. He hits for average. He drives runs in. I mean, he's. Yeah, absolutely. The numbers are astounding. the numbers are really astounding, what he does ridiculous. On a regular basis. This is every year he does this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mike Trout, I get Mike Trout at one point, but Mike Trout has missed so much time that what he did, isn't it amazing how similar in the way they look, their body, in the face, their body types, and in the career Mike Trout and J.J. Watt had, where they burst on the scene, had tremendous success, lauded not only statistical success, but MVP, defensive player of the year type stuff. And then injuries crept in, and then it's just kind of it's been a battle to stay healthy beyond that. Because Mike Trout was the guy. And if Mike Trout's injury stuff has gone on for, 4 or 5 years now, it's easily judged now. Judge has surpassed Mike Trout. But Trout had a run where you say, holy crap, look what Trout did.
Yeah. No, Trout was tremendous, tremendous. But, yeah, it's so physical. He's missed so much time, been so good. And they, what a shame. They had to get rid of Ohtani. They couldn't sign Ohtani, and they got Trout.
God, Trout's played for 14 years, John.
Yeah.
This is 15th year, Mike Trout.
But honestly, how many of those years did he play?
But he's a rookie of the year and 3 MVPs.
Yeah. No,
three MVPs and a rookie of the year. But ever since that MVP season, man, it's been 53 games, 36 games. Well, 53 was the COVID year.
He didn't even play in all 60 of those.
Yeah. What's that?
He didn't even play in all 60 of those.
No, but that's a lot of games for him, 53 out of 60. But then 36, 119, 82, 29 last year. I mean, it's just terrible, just absolutely awful for him.
The worst number is 3 playoff games in his career. 3.
15 years and 3 playoff games.
3 playoff games.
Unbelievable. But his numbers are, you know, you look at Baseball Reference and they're bolded when they lead the league. He's got that run from 2012 to 2019 where everything's in bold. Like, it's unbelievable how everything is bold, it seems like. And that's a lot like J.J. Watt, where he had that run from 11 to, I guess, from 2011. Well, 11 was his rookie season, so it was really more 12 to about 12 to 17 in there, something like that, where he was 3 defensive MVPs, 2 years with 20-plus sacks. Like, unheard of stuff. It was unheard of until Aaron Donald has put it on the board at defensive tackle also. And now Aaron Donald will be known as – Aaron Donald is the Aaron Judge to J.J.'s Mike Trout. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Donald ascended and stayed healthy past J.J. Watt, even though their awards and everything are very similar. Same thing happened with same thing's happening, I think, with Mike Trout and Aaron Judge. So, yeah, Judge won't be an easy out, that's for sure.
No, he's not. He is not. And I wonder if Dell, on National Hit the Brakes on Time Day.
Was yesterday.
I know. Did you do that yesterday? I'm hoping the whole schedule did. I hope every show hit the brakes on time yesterday like we did.
I believe I was pretty open about the fact that I wouldn't allow you to impose your life you like on me. I did what I wanted to. It's not a national holiday.
Well, it kind of is.
No, we were working, so how was it a national holiday?
It's a national holiday of hit breaks on
It's kind of hard for it to be a national holiday. When
I can expect this out of the other shows on other stations.
If we don't get the day off, it's not a national
holiday. Yeah, it's not a national holiday. It's not even a bank.
Somebody doesn't bring food into the station because they're off that day. That's not a national holiday.
We were working. It wasn't national.
Well, I mean, I had food while Dell was working, so that's all that matters to me.
Well, trust. Yeah. It's fine. My day ends at noon. It's not a big call. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, I was already full.
I'm sure you were. Full of it, as always.
Full of it. Yeah. We get back. Man, these are the craziest NBA playoffs. I told my kids, I said, these are 90s. You're actually watching 90s playoffs. And, of course, Snacks had to ruin it by saying, if it was 90s basketball – these players versus 90s players, then the guys from the 90s would have 45 points total. I'm like, shut up.
He's so stupid.
The point, I know he's just trolling, but the point is you can't just sit out there and bomb away from 3. The Celtics are finding that out. Once their 3-pointers taken away, they're cooked right now. They don't know what to do.
I mean, Jason Tatum's wide open in the corner. and misses. You're just going
to
miss those.
You can't miss. You can't afford to miss.
Not 27 in a row like we did. Not 27 in a row, but two 20-point leads. Holy crap. Again, the Celtics were 25%.
When we come back, we'll tell you about it. We're talking about historic choking right now from the Celtics. Yep.
All right, time to talk about Doc Linville. I'm talking about historic, the meteoric rise of Doc Linville in the hair industry. I mean, we started talking about him, and I think we played a pretty big role in it, actually. If you want to know the truth, a lot of you out there listened. You went to 975hair.com. You got the neo-grafting from Doc. And it's working. It's great. It is a great procedure. It's basically painless. You get a 3-day anesthetic now, which is when I did it. I got a 1-day anesthetic back in my day. But now, and here's the deal, is it's not just for old people like me. It's for you young guys. You young guys out there, you're starting. This is the time to go see Doc Linville. Don't let your hair, don't let it slip away. I mean, he's going to give you some topical stuff. He will get you the PRP to stimulate your own growth, or he's going to get you the neo-grafting if you need it. But he's not going to do that unless you need it. He is he's one of the best. He's one of the top hair guys in this city. So if you're looking for a great way to get that hair, keep that hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7378-0376. You guys want to talk about anything, you're more than welcome to get in here with Astros. You want to get in here with basketball. It's not our basketball team that we're talking about. Although we can talk about, we do have one bit of news that with our basketball team. They have pushed back the Fred VanVleet decision from Friday to June 29th. So got a little bit of time, both sides, to figure out and the talk is maybe an extension, Lance. So,
well, I would think the only way Fred's going to okay pushing it back is if his agent is pretty sure it's for something positive. There's no why would you lose leverage?
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't. Why would you want to lose leverage in the timing? You wouldn't unless you do. So it's going to be an extension. There's no doubt.
Yeah. I think you're right. I don't know about no doubt, but I think you're right. I think that is the reason. Maybe, and Emei loves him. He really likes it here. He's talked about it. He, they came when he came, they had a plan, and the plan has succeeded. It's been fantastic.
Yep.
And they're talking, run it back. I guess it's going to
be no trade clause though. Do not give that up.
Don't do that. Well.
No, you can't give Fred a no-trade clause. He's not good enough.
Yeah, right.
Who are we talking about? He's not even that good enough. He's not good enough to get a no-trade clause.
Well, he's
you get what
to
you get.
$44
Fred.
Million. My goodness, this was a little scary for me. I don't know about you. Steven Adams put this out on Instagram. Houston, thank you. The energy, passion, and unwavering support you brought to the arena this year were nothing short of incredible. I hope we represented the city with pride and resilience that define what it means to be a Houstonian. Going to battle with the brothers was an honor. We fought with grit, heart, and determination, displaying the kind of resilience that goes beyond the court. Proud of the boys and everything we learned together. Yikes. That sounds like goodbye.
We talked about it yesterday. If the Rockets aren't making a decision on Fred until June 29th, Steven Adams can't wait that long. Like, if his stuff is tied to how much they end up having to pay Fred, and this timing also might be where they're telling Fred, hey, we got to make sure that we get a deal done. We're looking to make a trade. We're going to see what happens. Give us some time to figure out our roster. And Steven Adams, unfortunately, doesn't have that kind of time. Like, he's got to go. Even if the Rockets want him, he may say, look, I can't wait. When the free agency period starts, I got to test the market.
Yeah,
because he's a he's an aging player. He's got to do what's best for him right now. I would take a hometown discount if I were him and play for a lot less for the Rockets. But let's see if he actually cares about this city.
Yeah,
if he cares about this city, he will take less and play for us for a lot less. If he cares,
there's something going on here in L.A. that is interesting. Paul Pierce, yesterday on his Fox show with Joy Taylor, and who else is on that show?
Oh, God, it's
Paul Pierce, Joy Taylor.
Paul Pierce, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was pretty confident in the Celtics, too, to be honest with you. Paul Pierce, former Celtic. Celtic great.
Well, wait, we got the sound.
But we can call him Celtic great, can't we? He won a championship.
Yeah.
He's Paul Pierce Hall of Famer, is a Celtic he? Great.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Yeah.
I guess he. I mean, he will be if he's not one.
Is it? I don't. As Paul, I don't know. The NBA.
Everybody is in the NBA. You're fine. You're everybody he's in. If he's not in, he will be.
I'm pretty sure.
It's not hard to get in.
So this is the claim that he made.
Yeah, class of 21, John. Paul Pierce in.
Yeah. This is the claim that he made yesterday on his show on the TV show on Fox.
How confident are you?
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got to do that?
Wait a minute.
Walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friend.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
No.
If what?
If the Celtics lose tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't do it, Paul.
I'm walking.
Paul.
Not tonight.
I'm telling you right now.
Take the series.
No, I'm taking the series.
Not tonight.
Ain't no way. In a row, barefoot.
So you're getting up at 5 in the morning?
I'm going to be up at 3.
Right here, though, Joy.
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay, so it is an 8-hour and 2-minute walk. He lives in the San Vicente Mountain Park. And he's got to walk all the way to Century City. On Century City Boulevard. That's right by, actually, he's right near the casino I go to, Hollywood Park. He's got to walk down the 405, which I call it, I was on it yesterday, and it's a pain in the ass.
It sucks.
It's the worst. It's any freeway with the numbers 4 and 5 in it is the worst freeway in every city. Okay, and that's the case in Houston, and that's the case here. It's terrible. He's going to walk with bare feet in a robe 8 hours today. 8 hours. And she was right. He's going to have to get up at four, start his walk at about 5 in the morning.
Is it going to be covered like they covered the O.J. chase?
The OJ,
will there be
like
helicopters flying
and people standing
alongside?
On bridges?
Yeah, yeah. Are we going to get that treatment for Paul Pierce?
Well, I hope so. I mean, why would we not give him the O.J. treatment?
Because he's Paul Pierce, and no one cares that much about Paul Pierce.
Right, no, yeah, that's true. Especially when he's making Celtics claims here. I mean, the most hated team in this city, and he's a diehard Celtic.
He's done that before, but he did it with the Super Bowl. But he was right on that one. He said, "If the Chiefs win, I will walk." I don't know if he said barefoot and in a robe, but he did it and was fine, so I guess he felt like he needed to do it again. And frankly,
was the Super Bowl or when Brady beat him in the AFC championship?
No, it was he didn't have that job at that point. This is recently. And you know, he would have been right if the Celtics didn't blow another 20-point lead. I mean, I get why you might think that. You're a 61 team, you're at home, desperate, got to win, and for you know, three quarters.
So what was he – you want to talk about standing in front of your TV screaming when they're missing shot after shot? Did you see in crunch time in the first two games, the Celtics are 3-for-20 in critical
time. Celtics are playing so tight late in games. Now, I will say, the rush down the court was very strange
was
to watch.
It was fantastic.
Very, very strange. Well, I'm talking about the first basket. Oh. The rush down the court and the easy dunk for Jason Tatum, I was like, oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks literally, I don't know. I mean, nobody from the wings clamped down on them. It was almost like they had stopped the possession or something because the Knicks were so bad defensively. The court was wide open. But then you also realize, okay, he left a lot of time. And then I thought Holiday had piss-poor defense, just reaching, grabbing. To foul in that situation against Brunson and – once they went down to get the last shot, Jason Tatum had no interest in passing anybody. He was not going
no.
to He was not, and that's fine, but there was no
not
interest
really.
In getting the best shot. And he
not
took
really.
A fadeaway and
happened.
Got a shot blocked.
Bridges
oh, no,
once
he,
again.
That was, they're going to classify that as a steal because he tried to pass the last second.
Oh, was
he
that just, a pass?
Yes, he was not shooting. He
it just looked
he
like he
stuck,
just completely got did, overwhelmed
and didn't know what to
like
do, and then tried
that's
to panic.
Two straight games, Bridges steals the ball at the end. Two straight games.
And I made a point that I just said something like, you know, the streets are saying Paul Pierce is not that guy. And everyone made good point. I've forgotten about this. Steve Kerr tried to tell you.
Oh, Jason Tatum's not that
Steve,
guy.
Steve, I mean, not Paul Pierce, yeah, Jason Tatum. Steve Kerr is owed an apology by all of basketball complainers who said, why are you doing Jason Tatum this way in the Olympics? Remember how Jason Tatum couldn't get any time? Because Steve Kerr knew. We don't need his trick ass with the ball in his hands here on the international
trying to win a
stage.
Gold medal.
We're trying to win a gold. Why are we going to put trick ass Jason Tatum out there with the ball in his
hands? So here are the numbers for Tatum from three, dating back, well, if you include the Olympics, so I guess tournament basketball and the playoffs. Going back to 2023, that includes actually winning an NBA title. 2023 Eastern Conference Finals. Since that point in the Olympics and the playoffs, he's 66 of 237 from three. That's just under 28%.
Wow.
But how do you blow another 20-point
lead? It's almost impossible to blow 20-point leads.
Two 20-point leads.
At home?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Is this reminiscent? Now, they come back.
Choke City?
They can, now, listen, they can beat the Knicks.
No, I think they can beat the Pacers, too.
This is looking
two?
A little
we
like.
We watched this happen in 1994 and saw it.
This is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is looking like the Rockets from the Sun series. And they blew. What was the lead the Rockets blew against them?
Yeah. In that series, it was double digits, like 15
yeah.
to 16.
Yeah. And the Rockets came back and. You know, remember that was Chuck saying it's ass kicking. We're ass kicking.
Butt kicking incorporated
and business
is good. Yeah.
Ass kicking ink and business is good or something like that. And the Rockets came back. I can't believe this Knicks team is going to beat this Celtics team. I just can't believe it. I mean, if Villanova beats Boston Celtics, I'm sorry.
Team was built to beat the Celtics. Now, they did not play well in the regular season against anyone who was any good, but. This is what they were built for. That's why you have the two wings and Bridges and OG to combat Tatum and Brown. Of course, you go get Kat to be your stretch five and be a more efficient scorer than Randle. And, of course, you have one of the best closers in the game. The thing, if you're a Knicks fan, you'll say, we haven't played well. Like, sure, we've walked these Celtics down because they don't play well in tight games. This stretches back to when Ime was there. That's been a thing for them. I guess it's just really a Brown and Tatum thing. But the Knicks fans will say, hey, we ain't even played well. And one, do we think – so the question is now, can the Celtics, where their mindset is, win 4 out of 5?
The Rockets,
they were built to beat the Celtics, except they were 0-4 against the Celtics.
Well, not anymore. Not when it counts.
No, right. But they had to come back for 2 20-point deficits, which is
– But when – so the Rockets were up 18 headed into the fourth quarter in Choke City.
No.
The Choke Celtics City. Have not had that lead. Going into the fourth, have they?
It hasn't been 20 going to the fourth, but they've been up 20 in both games.
They've been up 20, but Rockets were up 18 to start the fourth in the famous Choke City game on Mother's Day.
Yeah,
that's a big time choke.
Vernon was bitching about the fans that day. I mean, I was right in front of him, and he's going, "Where are the fans?" And I was like,
"You were watching it?" Yeah, I mean, you saw
it. I was interviewing him. And where are the fans? Where are our fans? You know, it was Mother's Day. He was pissed, and I was like,
you just blew
an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you're worried about the fans. That was weird. Anyway, I don't believe the series is over. I just don't. I think they go in and win game. I'm not gonna walk. Well, I could walk to work. I'll walk with barefoot in my robe. Because it's right there.
Yeah.
I have to walk from right there. Not 8 hours and 2 minutes like Paul Pierce. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here, you can. I want to talk to you about John Clay Wolf, and I want to talk to you about $25,000. How about $25,000 he gives away in cash every month? Why? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's going to make you go to the website and find out how you do it. If you and listen, you mail in. Your entry, and you get 250 in the hopper. He'll put 250 different different sheets in the ballots in the hopper for you. If he buys your car, you get 1,000. So if you're going to sell your car, not only, and there are guys that have done this, they've sold him their car, got more for their car because they went to GiveMeTheVIN.com, and they got more for their vehicle, and then won on top of it. One guy won $14,000 on top of what John Clay Wolf paid him. That's crazy. That is, how about that, an extra $14,000 because you sold your car to John Clay Wolf. It's happening. It's happening every single month. So if you're somebody that needs to, you need to get rid of that car, there's one place that you have to go. He promises you that he'll beat CarMax, and if he can't, he will send you $100. That's the guarantee. I will beat CarMax's offer, or I'll send you $100. That's John Clay Wolf, and he's giving away $25,000 on top of it every month. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros won, and they're pretty optimistic about Yordan and his hand. So they're looking at it as a good news. He's on the 10-day IL with there was a muscle strain. So they think he is going to come back. Hopefully he'll hit more than 210 with just, wow, he is really, really, really not good, but has not been good this year. So maybe we'll start to see Yordan, the real Yordan. You know, sometimes when he does come back after a little break, because he's taken more than a few breaks, he comes back better. And we're hoping that that is the case. I mean, it's just like you haven't even had Yordan all year long. It's like you haven't even had him here. It is like that.
But we haven't seen good Yordan yet this year.
Yeah, we haven't seen Yordan yet. I mean, he really, really hasn't been himself. And he's a vital with the losses of all the players that they've had. I mean, and this is the one guy that you gave the over $100 million to, and you were able to come to a deal, which is nice. You did the same thing with Bregman. You did the same thing with Altuve. He's a cornerstone, and he just hasn't been here for you this year. Just hasn't been here at all. So hopefully when he comes back and the prognosis is good, Yordan will start to be Yordan, and you can be a little bit a better offensive team than 21 times in 36 games that you've scored 3 runs or less. That's a bad, bad, bad number. Put up a 9 spot yesterday, which was nice. Yiner, he's been lost at the plate for most of the season. He looks like he's coming around. He hit a low pitch yesterday. It was already a 7-1 game, but he did come up with a nice double that scored the last couple of runs. Any kind of positive for him is really a positive, but earlier in the game he didn't look that good. DeCenzo's making a case to be playing every day now. DeCenzo is, with Yordan out, DeCenzo is actually coming up with some hits that you have to have. So that's really nice to see that he is he's coming through for you a little bit, which is nice. Yesterday we talked about Foley Fatukasi. He coming in and let me ask you a question. If you agree with this, the Texans will now return their core defensive line from 2024: Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, Danico Autry, Foley Fatukasi, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, Derek Barnett, and they added Daryl Taylor and Sheldon Rankins.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough.
Yeah, I mean, good enough. What are you trying to accomplish? What you've accomplished the last 2 years?
Well, you're trying to be really good up front.
Well, no. No, not good enough, but it is what you have. So,
well, I mean, you're as good as anybody on the outside.
Has it been good enough? I think it's been good enough. I mean, they get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's the same guys you've had the last 2 years. Rankins and Mario, I mean, Rankins was 2 years ago. He's back now after a year gone. and all these other guys are who you had. So is it good enough to run it? They're running it back on the defensive line. Are you okay with that? I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You're not better, except Will Anderson is a year, you know. The other guys are veterans inside. Hunter's a veteran. They're probably not getting better. Will Anderson has room to get better. He's probably still ascending. So you're running it back with a D-line. Let's really think about this. Your offensive line, you've just shuffled a deck, is in essence, is what you've done. You'll have three starters that are new, two that will probably be the same guys. That'll be more than likely will be Howard and Juice Scruggs will be the two who are the new guys. And everything else is probably going to be new. So you're shuffling the deck. It's not with great talent, but we'll see. I mean, Blake Fisher's there. Well, Blake was not a full-time starter, though. You are different at wide receiver. You are different on the offensive line. Same running back, same quarterback, same defensive line, same secondary?
Yeah.
Same secondary. Your defense is the same. The only thing that's changed is, you know, the guys who line up on the line of scrimmage and just off the line of scrimmage, your wide receivers and your offensive line. Does that feel like everything, run it back, everything's good enough?
I don't know. It's not the same wide receivers. I mean, I think you've changed that room quite a bit.
Yeah. You changed the wide receiver and offensive line room, you know, their situation. But I think you shuffled the deck on the offensive line. I'm not expecting it to be a whole lot better, but I just want it to get better. Wide receiver, you just don't know. Like, Tank really didn't do too much last year for most of the year, but Stephon Diggs was rock solid. Nico was hurt for part of the year, but when Nico plays, he's really good. But now you're adding rookies. It's not – rookies don't just step right in and everything's easy. I was talking to Aaron Glenn about this during the draft process, and he said – we were talking about Travis Hunter. And he said – and I said, where do you see him, Aaron? At wide receiver or corner? I mean, this guy's was a great corner in the NFL. He said wide receiver. And then he can play some corner. I said, really? I thought you'd want to – I thought there'd need to be more technique work at corner, and then he'd play some wide receiver. And he said, no. He said, actually – he said, wide receivers have a harder time adjusting to the NFL because, you know, they've got to learn a playbook. He said, defense doesn't really have to learn a playbook like that. He said, wide receivers have to learn a playbook. And he said, I don't know how Travis Hunter thinks he's going to be in two different meeting rooms at the same time either. He said, I would much rather have him on the offensive side learning a playbook and then playing some defense. Well, it just got me to thinking when he talked about how – and he talked about how tough the transition is from college to pro for wide receivers – and I started thinking about that because I'm just assuming, you know, just kind of said, well, Higgins and Jalen Noel are talented. They got this, that, and the other. They'll just walk in. Rookie wide receivers rarely walk in and have a huge impact, especially not in the second and third round. So, you know, I like the talent and I like those draft picks, but maybe I got to slow my roll a little bit expecting them to come out there and, you know, grab 900, 800 receiving yards and 600 receiving yards. It may not go down like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, he probably does have to be in that room. And then just, hey, get out there on third and long and just lock your guy down, you know, defensively. That is interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
713-780-3776 is the number. Yeah, basically we're running it back defensively. Just running it back, I think, basically defensively, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
offensively,
what it is.
And offensively, we're doing an overhaul.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Now, you know, on paper, you say, well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. But what if CJ plays better?
No.
What if CJ plays better? Is it good enough then? It might be good enough.
What if the offensive line plays better?
What if the offensive
CJ
line
can
protects
play better?
25% better and CJ plays 25% better? That actually might be good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were still 10-7 with a first-place schedule. They've got another. By the way, we're a day closer to the NFL schedule reveal.
I know.
Thank you.
Next
there's a lot of
Wednesday,
people
I believe.
Yeah.
Next
God.
Wednesday, we'll figure out when and where. Or not where, but when.
When.
And pretty much just when, right? For the Texans, pretty much just when they play their games.
Exactly.
You guys forgot something. What about if Nick Caley never calls a bad play?
I hadn't figured if he's 25% well, better than Bobby Slowick, or even 75% better with all the good plays.
Do you think Bobby Slowick left the bad plays behind or took them with him?
Either way, I think you can just trash those.
When you saw CJ throw an incomplete pass, it was because Bobby Slowick, and I found this out from Twitter, he had designed
bad plays,
route combinations. Mm-hmm. And if you just don't run the bad route combinations that make CJ throw either interceptions or incompletions, and you only have the good route combinations and play designs, then the sky's the limit with the good play designs.
Right, right.
I mean,
Coleridge is
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh,
yeah,
he's catching on.
Fine. Yeah, I think everything's fine.
He called him Coleridge, too. It's catching on.
Don't Coleridge. Say Coleridge. Yeah.
That's his name.
Stop.
That's
it.
His name. Put some respect on him.
He played like Coleridge last year.
He did play a little like Coleridge.
CJ, he played like CJ in year one.
And then he was Coleridge.
And then he was Coleridge.
He's going to have to play better to get that name
off. Yeah, sorry. He wants to be called CJ. He wants to have that cool first name. Got to play better.
I'll tell you what.
Name. He can keep his name, but just call him Coleridge.
I tell you what. I ain't
believe what we're doing here.
I tell you, I am going to call C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I'm going to call him C.D. because I don't want that dude.
Yeah, he's already said, "Don't try that old."
He will get in my kitchen. I ain't worried about Coleridge getting in my kitchen, but man, C.D.
You want David Mulgeta in your kitchen?
Nope, I don't want none of that.
Well, John doesn't have to pay one of his clients, so maybe he doesn't mind Mulgeta's in his kitchen. Care. Now, they drafted and traded for enough receivers that maybe he'll be able to just be called eight. Because if Mechie doesn't make the team, we can just call him eight because he'll get his number back.
Because he's going to get eight. Hey, eight. I'll call him eight. I'll call him whatever he wants. That dude is going to be—he's fired up. I don't want him. I don't want him. I don't be on his bad side. That's for sure. Hey, listen. It's not going to be good in your house if you don't have a good AC. If you do not have good AC, it's going to suck in your house. Okay, it is the worst. I had it. And it happened, and if it's getting hot now, and it ain't getting any colder anytime soon, and your AC is going to be working, and it's going to be working hard, and if you haven't checked it out, you need to. Call the team at airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com, and let them come to your house. Check out your AC. Make sure it's running good. There could be a small thing that's going on with it, and they could fix that as opposed to replacing your units like I had to, which sucked. And it was on me. I did not do it. I didn't do any preemptive work with mine. And it sucked because you got to replace it and it costs you money. Let them come and check your AC and make sure that it's running well so that you, my friends, can benefit by not having to put in new air conditioning units. 713-936-5346. I love the experience with Air Team. They were great. I'm telling you, they are going to be they really, really take care of you. They will. Tell them what you heard right here, airteamltd.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So while we were watching all sports and doing all stuff, the conclave is going on. And unfortunately, we had a vote yesterday at the Vatican, and no new pope. We don't have a new pope. So this was being covered by all the news organizations around the
world. Is it a big deal for Wendy right now?
Local news, not so much. Okay, not so much. But nationally, it's obviously one of the lead stories on the national news. So. Yeah, locally, no. But CBS News covered it differently than everybody, I think. I don't know that anybody had this insightful coverage of what is actually going on inside the Sistine Chapel as they vote. Here is CBS News on what is happening at the Vatican right now.
So they sit the whole time? They don't stand up and
most of them
their
will
legs?
Tell no. Most of them will tell you that while that's going on, they're sitting reading their breviary. That's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, they're of a certain age, so they might be used to
it. I just wanted to.
So,
raw dogging it.
So the bishops are all raw dogging it in the Sistine Chapel right now. I don't know. That's the way. I'm not sure. Del, is that something you? Do we have any? Insight?
We did this story about guys on flights who just sit there without their headphones or a laptop or anything, or even watching the in-flight entertainment, and that's called raw dogging it too. It's the same. It's a variation of that. We've done that story, but I don't know if we should attach that term to the Cardinals, maybe the St. Louis Cardinals, but not the dudes in Rome or the Vatican. Excuse me. Maybe we use a different way to describe them without technology.
Yeah, not bishops or cardinals, right? Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like a guy who just found out something or just wanted to have that be something he could say.
Yeah.
I believe they call that raw dogging.
I believe the kids call that raw dogging.
Call that raw dogging.
I see it. It is an interesting trend where you sit there and you don't do anything on a flight for like 4 hours, and it's like it's kind of funny to me because that's got to literally be killing. A lot of people doing it are Gen Z. That's got to literally feel like what it feels like to be a heroin addict who is going cold turkey. That's got to be extraordinarily difficult. So I give him respect because, I mean, I'm not trying to do it. Whatever. I'll play this. I downloaded this stupid brick game or whatever. I'll do this. I'll listen to my music. I'll have stuff downloaded to
watch. You use protection on the plane.
I use
no raw dogging
protection on my eyes where I'll watch shows. Finish Chef's Table. Good Chef's Table episode. Very good Chef's Table. Well, not very good. It was good. It was good. Four legends, Jamie Oliver, Jose Andreas, who may have done more for humanity than John and I combined, maybe. There's a chance. And then Thomas Keller, and then Alice Waters. I never heard of her, but I know about her now. I don't have a lot of good shows. I'm watching Mobland with Tom Hardy and that stupid B, Helen Mirren.
You mean her character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there watching 1923, and Helen Mirren, you know, she's Irish. Like, wow, this old broad is just protecting the – look at her. She's a great shot. She's protecting the family. Then concurrently, I'm watching Mobland, and she is the worst. Maeve is one of the worst people I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, she's a bad person.
She is a bad person.
Yeah.
And Eddie. I'm pretty convinced the actor who plays Eddie, he got the part because he is a real piece of crap person. That's how good he is, as snotty he is as an actor.
I don't know. I thought it's too over-the-top stereotypical, the whole thing. I don't know.
Stereotypical of what?
I mean, that we just kill everybody. And I mean, is that really how we go about it? I don't know.
Isn't that how mob families do? They kill rivals?
They just kill everybody?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I started Havoc, and I was out after 20 minutes because it doesn't look good.
The action picks up later, but
Tom
you have to
Hardy
work your way through it to get
an
there.
American accent, like, no, I'm out on this.
No.
That's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix?
Yeah, Havoc.
Yeah, there's not a lot of great shows right now.
There's not.
I don't know.
Right now.
I just watched the last batch of Andor.
Yeah, I'm out on Andor.
I find that I'm an alien racist. Like, I love Andor because there's not a lot of aliens involved. It's just human beings. Like, you might see, if they're in the Galactic Senate, you might see an alien. But for the most part, they don't have big roles in the show. And I realize that's why I don't like Star Wars that much.
You want to deport the aliens?
You don't.
I like humanoids. I don't like fish people. I don't like the giant.
Blue people? What about blue?
If they're humanoids, I'm good. But I don't like things that look like walruses talking to me.
Yeah. No.
Beat it. That's why I don't like. I realize that when Andor,
like, I like monkeys who talk.
Well, you do like Pongo. R.I.P. to Pongo. But
which one is that?
It's from Umbrella Academy. For some reason, John, of all people, loved that talk. Loved that astute, intelligent talking monkey. He loved that.
I mean, that's because he harkens back to Planet of the Apes.
That monkey was a bit of a dandy.
Talking monkey's been around for
a bit.
Pongo's a bit of a dandy.
Well, but he was right. But he was running the show for
me. He was.
Well, there's been lots of monkeys running the show on different Planet of the Apes movies, too.
Well, I like Planet of the Apes, too. I mean, that goes back to my childhood.
Yeah. But there's one that came out a few years back that was really good.
Well, they've redone
the
series.
Yeah, no, that was really good.
Yeah.
The Caesar?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
The problem was a piece of crap too. What? Caesar was the G.
Oh, he was the good one?
Yeah, he was the good one. You mean Kobo is the one you got an issue with. But Caesar's now dead in the series. Now his descendants are taking over. We'll see if they make another movie. Yeah. But yeah, get the talking non-humanoids out of Star Wars, and I'm in.
You don't like the blob?
None of it. Nothing that doesn't look human. I don't want to pretend like I'm supposed to care about this person.
Yeah.
Chewbacca can beat it too, honestly. But Andor, Tony Gilroy's making good TV. So I know you're not, John, I don't know you're a big Star Wars guy, but Lance already said he's out. But if you're looking for something to watch, you can start with season one. It's the preview of the Rogue One movie that a lot of people like, but it's good stuff. But you got to kind of be into that stuff.
Yeah. I always had this, even I had to suspend belief a little bit with Lord of the Rings. I mean, I know it's a true story.
Yeah, of course.
But the orcs that look like NFL defensive ends.
They can't win.
Oh, the Uruk-hai.
I mean, they are like V's and all muscle and just. And these little hobbits are beaten.
It started with Star Wars. I never saw one stormtrooper ever win one battle. Not one guy killed. Stormtroopers are the most useless sacks of crap I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, I know.
Well, there are levels, and John, you should know. You've got the regular orcs, and then you've got the Uruk-hai.
The ones you're talking about.
The yoked-up ones, the one that Saruman created, nerd. That's who you're talking about, the ones who are like giant defensive ends.
A hobbit? Stop.
And hobbits already are small. They're hard to get to.
Yeah. It's like Rocky. I mean, come on. He ain't beating Carl Weathers. Come on. That ain't happening.
The most unrealistic thing that ever happened in sports is Rocky beating Carl Weathers when he was running on that beach.
Right.
What?
I know.
But then they jumped up and down in the water.
Yeah, they celebrated with each other because you lost the race.
When I watched it, I retweeted it. I'm like, look how hard Sylvester Stallone is working here, and it's obvious that Carl Weathers in the show, in the filming, has to literally go three quarters to let him try to catch up. He's like, oh my God, this is we're gonna have to cut it and reshoot this again. He can't get. And Carl Weathers literally hits the gas. I mean, hits the brakes. He has to step on the brakes to let Stallone's little stubby legs catch up. You know Stallone's a wee guy, right?
Yeah, right.
And he's like
a 5'7"
guy too.
Every fight, he had to step on the brakes. All right, we got to – and listen, if you're really struggling to run as hard as Sylvester Stallone, if you're really struggling to get to reach your goals, if you're really struggling right now with your muscle mass, if you're struggling with fat that you can't get rid of, you're working hard, but it's just not happening for you anymore, well, there's a chance that your testosterone just isn't up there. If you haven't tested it, you need to test it, and you need to have it replaced, and that's where Game Day Men's Health comes in. But not only that, they've got the peptides to help you reach all your goals. I'm telling you, and I was somebody that was doing it, and I went to Game Day Men's Health, and I really, really like it a lot more than the places that I was going to before, because Game Day Men's Health just cares more. They not only care more, I think they're better at it. They're just better at this whole thing than the other guys are. I can tell you from personal experience, they just care more, and I think that they're better equipped to help you get where you want to go. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone and a whole lot more. Labs on site, free evaluation, Game Day Men's Health. Tell them that you heard it right here. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.